Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. We're going to be reading from Amos chapters 1 through 4 from the New King James Version tonight. Amen. And we give glory, honor, and all the praise to Jesus, our Savior. Glory to God. My hallelujah belongs to him and to him alone. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Lord God, we're asking your blessings as we go forth in the reading of the word. We're asking, Lord God, that you move in the midst of us, Lord God, and we are acknowledging you in this very hour, Lord God, as our Lord and our Savior, as our strength and our keeper, as our provider and our strength. Lord, we acknowledge that you are the only living God, the true and the living God. There is no other and no other name whereby men must be saved. Accept the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Chains break in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Chains fall to our feet and are obliterated by the name of Jesus. He speaks a thing and it is done. Glory to God, the same God. Hallelujah, that spoke the world into existence, is our living Savior on today. We give you glory, O God. We give you praise, and we honor you in all that we say and all that we do, even in this hour. Asking, Lord God, that you give us knowledge, give us wisdom, and give us understanding of your word, your will, and your way. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, cast down, Lord God, everything that's come against our purpose. Even right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, move, O God. Oh, Lord, in every obstacle, Lord God, cause it to fall to our feet, Lord God, and be removed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let God arise and his enemies be scattered tonight in the name of Jesus. Everything that has come against our purpose, oh, God, is an enemy of God, because you are the one who purposed each and every one of us in the earth. You purposed us to be born at this time, in this age, during this dispensation. You purposed us in a work, Lord God, to bring you glory. Lord God, we were created to make your name glorious in all the earth. Oh, Lord God, help us as we go forward, Lord God, to do just that. Father, in the name of Jesus, move in each and every one of us and help us, Lord, to be servants after your heart, servants after your will. Lord God, in all that we say and all that we do, beginning, amen, with the word of God, amen, and getting a word directly from the throne. Lord God, give us revelation directly from your throne on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 We give glory and honor to Jesus, our Savior. Amen. We give glory and honor to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hey, we give the Lord honor. Amen. He is good. He is merciful. Amen. He is gracious. And he loves us with an everlasting love. And we give him glory. Amen. He deserves all of the glory, all of the praise. I love that song that says, my hallelujah belongs to you, Lord Jesus. My hallelujah belongs to you. Excuse me. Amen. Let's get going. We're reading from Amos chapters 1 through 4 tonight. Glory to God. The words of Amos, who was among the sheep breeders of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, the Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds mourn, and the top Carmel withers. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Damascus and for 4, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have threshed Gilead with implements of iron. But I will send fire into the house of Hazael, which shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. I will also break the gate bar of Damascus and cut off the inhabitant from the valley of Aven and the one who holds the scepter from Beth Eden. The people of Syria shall go captive to Kir, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. for three transgressions of Gaza, and for four, I will not turn away his punishment, because they took captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. But I will send a fire upon the wall of Gaza, which shall devour its palaces. I will cut off the inhabitant of Ashdod and the one who holds the scepter from Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Akron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, says the Lord God. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Tyre, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. I will send fire upon the wall of Tyre, which shall devour its palaces, says the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom, and for four, I will not turn away his punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword and cast off all pity. His anger tore perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. I will send fire upon Teman, which shall devour the palaces of Bozrah. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of the people of Ammon, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they ripped open the woman with child in Gilead, that they might enlarge their territory. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Reba, and it shall devour its palaces amid shouting in the day of battle, and a tempest in the day of the whirlwind. Their king shall go into captivity, he and his princes together, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom to lime. But I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Kiroth. But Moab shall die with tumult, with shouting and trumpet sound. I will cut off the judge from its midst and slay all its princes with him, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for three of Judah, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they have despised the law of the Lord and have not kept his commandments. Their lies lead them astray, lies which their fathers followed. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord, for three transgressions of Israel, and for four, I will not turn away its punishment, because they sell the righteous for silver and the poor for a pair of sandals. They pant after the dust of the earth, which is on the head of the poor, and pervert the way of the humble. A man and his father go in to the same girl to defile my holy name. They lie down by every altar on clothes taken in pledge, and drink the wine of the condemned in the house of their God. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was as strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit above and his roots beneath. Also it was I who brought you up from the land of Egypt and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. I raised up some of your sons as prophets and some of your young men as Nazarites. Is it not so, O you children of Israel, says the Lord? But you gave the Nazarites wine to drink and commanded the prophets, saying, do not prophesy. Behold, I am weighed down by you as a cart full of sheaves is weighed down. Therefore, flight shall perish from the swift. The strong shall not strengthen his power, nor shall the mighty deliver himself. He shall not stand who handles the bow. The swift of foot shall not escape, nor shall he who rides a horse deliver himself. The most courageous men of might shall flee naked in that day, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your iniquities. Can two walk together unless they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he has caught nothing? Will a bird fall into a snare on the earth where there is no trap for it? Will a snare spring up from the earth if it has caught nothing at all? If a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people be afraid? If there is a calamity in a city, will not the Lord have done it? Surely the Lord God does nothing unless he reveals his secret to his servants, the prophets. A lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Proclaim in the palaces that Ashdod and in the palaces in the land of Egypt and say, assemble on the mountains of Samaria. See great tumults in her midst and the oppressed within her. For they do not know to do right, says the Lord, who store violence and robbery in their palaces. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, an adversary shall be all around the land. He shall sap your strength from you, and your palaces shall be plundered. Thus says the Lord, as a shepherd takes from the mouth of a lion two legs or a piece of an ear, so shall the children of Israel be taken out who dwell in Samaria, in the corner of a bed and on the edge of a couch. Hear and testify against the house of Jacob, says the Lord God, the God of hosts, that in the day I punish Israel for their transgressions, I will also visit destruction on the altars of Bethel and the horns of the altar, the ground. I will destroy the winter house along with the summer house. The houses of ivory shall perish, and the great houses shall have an end, says the Lord. Hear this word, you cows of Bashan, who are on the mountain of Samaria, who oppress the poor, who crush the needy, who say to your husbands, bring wine, let us drink. The Lord God has sworn by his holiness, behold, the day shall come upon you when he will take you away with fish hooks and your posterity with fish hooks. You will go out through broken walls, each one straight ahead of her, and you will be cast into Harmon, says the Lord. Come to Bethel and transgress. At Gilgal, multiply transgression. Bring your sacrifices every morning, your tithes every 3 days. Offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving with leaven. Proclaim and announce the freewill offerings. For this you love, you children of Israel, says the Lord God. Also, I gave you uncleanness of teeth in all your cities and lack of bread in all your places. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I also withheld rain from you when there were still 3 months to the harvest. I made it rain on one city. I withheld rain from the other, from another city. One part was rained upon, and where it did not rain, the part withered. So two or three cities wandered to another city to drink water, but they were not satisfied. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I blasted you with blight and mildew when your gardens increased, your vineyards, your fig trees, and your olive trees. The locusts devoured them, yet you have not return to me, says the Lord. I sent you a plague after the manner of Egypt. Your young men I killed with a sword, along with your captive horses. I made the stench of your camps come up into your nostrils, yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. I overthrew some of you, as God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah, and you were like a firebrand plucked from the burning. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Therefore, thus will I do to you, O Israel, because I will do this to you. Prepare to meet your God, O Israel. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind, who declares to man what is his thought, what his thought is, and makes the morning darkness, who treads the high places of the earth, the Lord God of hosts is his name. I have read and you have heard from Amos chapters 1 through 4. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God, may the Lord add a blessing to the reader. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Those of you out there, amen, that have backslidden and are far from the Lord is recalling you to return. Amen. You see all the calamity that had befallen, amen, the house of Judah and the house of Israel, because they had not returned to the Lord, and he had been beckoning them to come back, and he would cause things, amen, to go awry in the atmosphere for them and in their lives, to turn them back to the face of God. And yet, even the more calamity that they had, they still did not return. Amen. Don't harden your heart against the Lord, even as they did. Don't harden your heart. These things are written for our admonition. It's written as an example to us so that we don't do those things. We don't have to experience everything that everyone else has experienced. Amen. If we decide, amen, to get in right alignment with the Lord, where we were always intended to be from the very beginning, we were always intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe. Amen. And he was calling his people back in these verses of scripture. He was calling them back into alignment with the relationship that they were in with him. I know I have said it many times, and I'm going to say it again. All relationships have boundaries. Every single last relationship on the face of the earth, it has boundaries. And our relationship with God also has boundaries. Amen. And he was pushing them back, amen, within the boundaries, and they were refusing to go. Amen. Don't let it be said about you. Don't refuse the Lord. He is calling you by your name. Amen. Beckoning you to come so that he can give you life, and that more abundantly. That is why he came. Jesus came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. He said so himself. Amen. There is a powerful move of God right now to align us all in right fellowship with, because Jesus is soon to return. We say that over and over again. Amen. It's funny how people prepare. They will prepare, amen, for tsunamis. They will prepare for hurricanes when we have been given advance warning, and we are giving you advance warning right now that Jesus is soon to return. Amen. How many of you will prepare yourself for that coming, for the coming of Christ? Amen. He is soon to return. Amen. And he said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow is not promised to you. Tomorrow you may be transitioning into eternity, and it will then be too late. But today, you have today. Amen. And the Lord is calling you. It's awesome that our God, amen, the God of the universe, he is in hot pursuit of each and every one of us, amen, trying to push us into alignment with his spirit, push us back into the right way, push us into right fellowship with him, into the boundaries of the relationship, amen. I praise God that he loves us that much, that every day of our lives, if we are not in alignment, and I'm talking just those that are saved as well as those that are not saved, if we are not in alignment, his spirit will move us, push us, it will beckon to us, it will inform us, he will direct us and redirect us, align us and realign us over and over until we are in our right place and positioned in the place so that we can be blessed, so that we can be healed, so that we can be delivered, and so that when it's time to transition into eternity, we are in the right place, amen, to be welcomed into the arms of the Lord, amen. That's what we're preparing you for. Glory to God. Every preacher out there, every evangelist, every pastor, every prophet, amen, it is our duty, amen, to guide you directly into the arms of Christ. It is our duty, amen, to give you the word so that you can make an, amen, by not making a decision at all by default. You have chosen Satan, Lucifer himself. You've already chosen him by default if you don't choose Christ. There's only two ways to go, amen, the way of God, the way of heaven, the way of righteousness, the way of truth, and the way of the lie. The way of Lucifer. He's the one, amen, that's pulling the wool over your eyes. Amen. He's done it to all of us. Pull the wool over our eyes and make us think that things that are evil, we'll think, amen, that they're good, but they're not. Amen. Scripture lets us know there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Only the word of God is true. It is the only way to the Father. It's the only way, amen, to salvation. It's the only way to Jesus. And it lets us know that there is no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Only Jesus saves. Amen. Don't be fooled. Don't be bamboozled. Don't be tricked, amen, by all these other voices out there, those that sound nice, those that are mindful, those that are not Christ. He is the risen Savior and the only life giver. Amen. The life that you have in your body right now is because God allowed you to live. It's because he loves you and has given you time to say yes, because he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance, turning away from that wickedness, turning away from that no, turning away from that false God. Lies. Just lies. Just as simple as that. Just lies. But Jesus, huh? And the word of God, it is truth. The spirit of truth is here right now, and he is beckoning you to say yes. And when you give him a real, a true, a pure yes, he is going to move like never before in your life. And he is going to direct, redirect the line and realign, amen, and show you what living really is. He's going to change your perception, amen, of worldly things, things that are in the world, amen, and show you what truth really is, show you what living really is. Glory to God, amen. Today is the day of salvation, and I give glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be like those that are written in the book of Amos that he was prophesying to, like Judah and like Israel and the other nations. Amen. But in particular, he was speaking to Judah and Israel because they did not return to him. Amen. He kept pushing them back into alignment by circumstances and events that should have moved them to call upon the Lord. But they were stubborn and hard-headed and hard-hearted, and they would not budge. Whew, don't let it be said that you're doing that. He loves you. You will never have a love like the love of the Father. You will never have a love like the love of Jesus. You will never have a guide, an advocate like the Holy Ghost. Never. Nobody loves you the way the Lord does. He loved you before you were a twinkle in your parents' eyes. He loved you before that because he knew who you were. He knew what you were purposed to be and do in the earth. He knew the greatness that he had already prepared, amen, to come forth out of you. He knew all that. The love of God usher you straight into his arms on today and say yes to the Lord. Say yes. A resounding yes from the bottom of your heart. Oh, and begin to cry out to him and talk to him about your circumstances, about things you don't understand, about things you would like to see different. Just talk to him about everything. He already knows, and his word lets us know. When we belong to him, amen, when we give him our petitions, we thank him, amen, for his love, his kindness, his mercy. We thank him for all that he is, amen, and we begin to pray to him and have a reciprocal relationship with him. And his word lets us know that he hears us, and that he will give us exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or even think. Those are the benefits, amen, of belonging to Jesus. Glory to God. That's one of the benefits. Hallelujah. There are so many more. Oh, God is so great, gracious, and so true. Say yes to the Lord, and God bless you. Amen. I hope your decision was yes on today. Please, please, please email me, amen, at elderljt@gmail.com, elderljt at
gmail.com. Please email me. Let me know, amen, that you say yes to the Lord. Amen. Let me know when the Spirit of God overshadows you and you begin to speak in tongues as the Spirit of God gives utterance. I hope and pray that you're able to find a full gospel church that will be able to nurture you. And if you cannot, please, no matter where you are in the world, please let me know. I have Google. I will do my best to try to help you find a house of the Lord and even make connections if I can do that. Glory to God. Amen. I love you with the love of God, and I am praying for you, each and every one of you, that the Spirit of the Lord overshadow you right now in the name of Jesus. Fill you full of the Holy Ghost and fire right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Move, oh God, every obstacle and destroy every yoke of the enemy right now in Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me through as we continue through this journey in a year in the Word. Amen.